This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Flu Edition.
In her upcoming memoir, Open Book, Jessica Simpson writes candidly about what she learned about herself from her relationships. After she divorced Nick Lachey in late 2005, she began dating other men, including John Mayer. But as she writes, Mayer told her he wanted to have all of me or nothing, and he kept the pressure on. Open Book will be released next month. Sounds juicy. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are planning a $1 million wedding in Napa Valley, reports Life & Style magazine this week. Pitt and Aniston have rekindled their romance, and they're tying the knot 15 years after their marriage ended. Save the date cards are already in the mail, a source tells the publication. Well, that story is completely false, and Life & Style needs to get its ass kicked legally. Just saying. Saving Private Ryan star Tom Sizemore was arrested for DUI, and the new arrest could mean he's going straight to jail. The troubled actor was pulled over for a traffic violation, and police found narcotics in his car, so he was arrested. He was also arrested last January for possession of meth and heroin during a traffic stop.
Jeez, what a dick!
Tom, I got a word for you. Uber! 17-year-old Stranger Things star Gaten Matarazzo suffers from cleidocranial dysplasia, and it affects the growth of his bones and teeth. He also feels that the disease has affected his career. He said, quote, "It's one of the reasons why I haven't been getting roles, because of my lisp and the teeth situation and my height," unquote. That sucks. Sorry. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott went all out for their daughter Stormy Webster's second birthday bash. The party took place at a rented-out studio space for family and friends and cost at least $100,000. The girl's birthday already started early with a trip to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Oh, and she didn't fly from LA on a commercial plane. Oh no, she flew on a private jet. Can't wait for her third birthday. Sean Diddy Combs slammed the Grammys in a scathing pre-Grammy speech. Combs, winner of the Industry Icon Award at the Clive Davis pre-Grammy Gala, challenged the industry to get its act together in the next year when it comes to diversity. "I'm being honored by the industry that I love, but truth be told, hip-hop has never been respected by the Grammys," he said. He then uninvited everyone in the room to his next white party. Robert De Niro claims an ex-employee has threatened to write a damaging memoir about the actor. De Niro filed new documents alleging Graham Chase Robinson sent him an email in August claiming she would divulge private information about him. The email contained veiled threats that if Robinson's demands were not met, she would publicly disclose information of a personal nature regarding De Niro. Yikes. Madonna has canceled another concert on her Madame X tour, citing doctor's orders to rest as injuries she has sustained healed. The pop star said she's deeply sorry to not be able to perform in London at the Palladium just a week after canceling one of her shows in Lisbon. "Under doctor's guidance, I have been told to rest for a few days," she said. Yep, sounds like she needs some Bengay. Stat. The Jonas Brothers are doing a Las Vegas residency this spring. It'll be at the Park Theater at Park MGM, kicking off Wednesday, April 1st and running through the 18th. Fans suspected the boys might be on the verge of announcing a residency in Vegas earlier in the week when they started dropping hints online, including releasing a picture of them walking on Las Vegas Boulevard. Yep, obvious. Did you know that Kim Kardashian has 9 fridges? Yep, there's the full-sized fridge she has in her gym, which is stocked with water. In one of her 2 kitchens, there's a fridge full of items her chef uses regularly, as well as cow, almond, and oat milk. There are 4 under-counter drawer-style fridges packed with still more beverages, including organic milk and juice boxes for her kids. And there's a walk-in refrigerator for fresh organic produce, and 2 additional 2-glass door refrigerators filled with more beverages inside one of her 2 pantries. The Real Housewives of Orange County star Megan King Edmonds is hoping she and estranged husband Jim's kids will eventually be able to reconnect. Megan, 35, said that she has no contact with her ex's two youngest children from before their marriage. FYI, Jim was accused of having an affair with their nanny. Now they want the kids to talk to each other. Why should they? Idiots. Meanwhile, Tamara Judge is departing Real Housewives of Orange County ahead of its upcoming 15th season. Judge has been on the long-running series since its third season in 2007 and is the longest-running full-time cast member in Housewives history. It's been a wild ride, and after all these years, I'm looking forward to life away from the cameras, Judge said. Yep, guess it's time to feed those squirrels in the park. The Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan Kenobi series is not canceled. The series has just been put on hold, with crews sent home from Pinewood Studios in London, where they were preparing to begin filming. McGregor said, quote, "The scripts are really, really good, and they just slid the production to shooting next year," unquote. In the meantime, you can see him opposite Margot Robbie in Birds of Prey, opening this week. Rapper YG spent time in jail here in L.A. after L.A. County Sheriff's Department arrested him at 4 a.m. and obtained a warrant to search his home as part of an ongoing criminal investigation. He was booked for robbery and had bail set at $250,000. Luckily, he was released in time to appear at the Grammys to honor the late rapper Nipsey Hussle. Imagine that.
The Trash Bin.
Mama June Shannon admits every day is a struggle and that she's not seeing her kids. The From Not to Hot reality star, 40, was arrested on drug possession charges last March. Following her arrest, the youngest of Shannon's children, 14-year-old Honey Boo Boo, was taken into legal guardianship by her older sister, Lauren Pumpkin Shannon. Well, that's the best thing that ever happened to Honey Boo Boo.
The news wrap-up.
Apple stocks rose as earnings and iPhone sales smashed expectations. The Denny's restaurant chain will expand a Los Angeles launch of the plant-based Beyond Burgers to locations across the U.S. and Canada. The DOJ is seeking court approval to stop companies from making robocalls. Kobe Bryant said he wanted to be remembered more for investing than basketball. We miss you, Kobe.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Bad Boys for Life holds steady at the top for the third week.
The number one album.
Roddy Ricch takes back the number one spot with Please Excuse Me for Being Antisocial.
The number one app.
Yep, it's Minecraft again.
The number one book.
American Dirt by Janine Cummins is the best-selling fiction book.
After kicking off the 2020 Grammys with a stellar performance, Lizzo partied into the night, hosting an oh-so-naughty after-party at famed West Hollywood strip club, Crazy Girls. Some of the guests got pretty liquored up and woke up to a ton of shade being thrown at them the next day. Take Dua Lipa. Videos got posted of Lipa dancing and throwing dollar bills at the strippers and getting lap dances. She got flack for hanging out at a strip club. She said, hey, it was all in good fun, and she sees it as women supporting women. Yep, and I say, hotter than hell. Here's the winner of the Best Pop Solo Performance Grammy, Lizzo, with the Song of the Week, 'Cause I Love You.
Never been in love before. What the fuck are feelings, yo? Once upon a time I was a hoe. I don't even want a hoe no more. Got you something from the liquor store. Little bit of Lizzo and some mo. Trying to open up a little mo. Sorry if my heart a little slow. I thought that I didn't care. I thought I was loving bad. But baby,
that was Lizzo with the Song of the Week. because I love you. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.